ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we'll be looking at an interesting topic. And this topic is related to a topic which is very pertinent today because, as you know, there is a lot of dialogue today regarding the mental health crisis and depression and the various psychological and mental ailments that people have. And one of those ailments is the ailment of depression or sadness, anxiety, different names for it. And, you know, a lot of people ask, well, they say that, well, you know, Islam is a complete religion and Islam has something to say about everything, as it should. So what does it say about this topic? In particular, they might say, they ask, what are the causes of sorrow according to Islam? And this is a good question. In order to answer this question, we're going to take a look at some of the beautiful hadiths which have been narrated from the infallibles, alayhimus salam, about this topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said the following: whoever looks at what other people possess, his sorrow endures and his regret is continuous. So in this beautiful hadith, as you see, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains that one of the causes of anxiety and depression and sadness is when we look at what other people have been given by God. You know? When we look at that and we compare it with what we have, this causes anxiety, right? This causes sorrow and this causes sadness. So we should, if we realize that, you know, God is the person who granted all these bounties to people, and in his wisdom and his infinite knowledge, he did this, and he did it because it was best for them and for creation as a whole. If we realize that, and then we will be satisfied with what we've been given, and it will eliminate this sorrow that is in us. In another beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad, again, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, many a desire lasting but an hour brings about enduring sorrow. So in this is kind of related to what the previous hadith said, which is, and it says that, you know, desires for things that we cannot have or that we don't have, this leads to sorrow and anxiety and depression. Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, he who is angry with somebody who he cannot hurt, his sorrow endures and he inflicts pain on his own soul. So in this beautiful hadith, it's been said that, you know, anger, a feeling of inability to extract revenge on the person that we're angry with, this leads to sorrow. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the causes of sorrow in the light of the hadiths of the infallibles. Alayhim as-salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.